Hello and welcome to Oxcast. My name is Alan Collinson.
And I'm Anais Higgins.
And we are here with our weekly roundup, bringing you all of the best events in the upcoming week around Oxfordshire. And so what have you got to kick us off, Anais?
Well, this is next week, but Childish Things is returning for its ninth year. That's Tuesday the 4th and Wednesday the 5th. It's at the New Theatre in Oxford. So if you don't know, Childish Things is a major annual fundraiser for local charity Helen and Douglas House, who provide hospice and palliative care to children and young adults in Oxfordshire and the surrounding counties. So there are two amazing nights of music and comedy. And at Childish Things, there is always plenty of surprises.
You went last year, didn't you?
I was there last year, and to give you a taste, the highlight for me was when jazz musician Jamie Cullum and then beatboxer Beardy Man took to the stage and just did a very long improvised jam, which was just very memorable and so exciting. So, I can't even imagine what's going to happen this year.
But the lineup like?
So there's always kind of lineups, people being added to the lineup as they go along. But currently, Rob Brydon and Al Murray are big comedy names.
Wow,
and then
fantastic.
The local Oxford groups, Out of the Blue and Stornoway.
So some of the best that Oxford has to offer then.
Yes.
And hopefully, of course, there will be, you know, last minute fun little additions,
a
few surprises.
Is.
Yeah. And it's, what's the atmosphere like? Because obviously it's for a great cause.
Yes, so it's a great cause. So the staff of the theatre are always really good up for it. The audience members, there's always staff and people who've had care from Helen Douglas. So there's just a really lovely, exciting atmosphere in the theatre.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. There we go. Highly recommended?
Oh, very much so.
Great. Okay. Well, I've got some comedy of my own, although I don't know if it can... It's in quite such a good cause. There's three great stand-ups coming to Oxford this weekend, actually. First of all, there's Milton Jones, who you may know from his many... many appearances on, you know, Mock the Week and Have I Got News For You and all those sort of things. He'll be bringing his new show On the Road to the New Theatre this Friday. That's the 1st of February. And we can expect an unusual collection of non-stop puns. Are you a Milton Jones fan?
Puns and one-liners.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of old kind of uncle in the corner, just every now and then coming out with gems.
Yeah, not everyone a gem, but on the other, if it's like, you know, his puns are like buses. If you didn't like it, there'll be another one along in a minute, you know. But if you fancy something a little bit more edgy, perhaps, something a little bit more, I hate to say, you know, interesting, but there's Shazia Mirza is bringing her new show Cuckoo Land to the Northwall Arts Centre. That's also on Friday the 1st. And she's a Muslim stand-up comic, and she is, you can probably expect something a little bit more edgy from her, I should imagine. And then finally on Saturday, the 2nd, there's Jimmy Carr, who's bringing his new show Gagging Order. There's a theme here, you can see, to the New Theatre. And are you a Jimmy Carr fan?
Not myself, no. But I've never seen him live. I only ever see him on TV shows and panels.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's quite different. Like, I know he's very interactive with the audience.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting near the front...
expect some abuse.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Okay. Anything else from you, Alice?
So this weekend I've got something for families at the Cornerstone in Didcot. The Bristol Old Vic Theatre School students are bringing a new performance of Romeo and Juliet, which they have adapted for a family audience.
So how old is a family audience?
Ages 7 plus.
Okay, cool.
So not for tiny tots, but generally 7 to 100 and more. And so
I always think those little age disclaimers when it's like ages 8 to 80.
Yeah.
I just envision a really sad 82 year old being like, oh, okay then.
Or sometimes they're like 108. It's sort of like very...
It's oddly specific.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Carry
so
on.
7 to infinity.
Yes.
So we're promised that the show will appeal to adults and younger members. And so there's music and storytelling. Romeo and Juliet is always a very good choice to introduce new audience members to
theatre. Yeah, it can be a bit of a challenge, can't it, otherwise?
But I think what's interesting about this is gearing it to families when it can have quite some heavy content.
Yeah.
So I think it would be really interesting if you're a seasoned Shakespeare theatre goer or if you're just interested to have an introduction.
Sounds good.
And notable alumni from Bristol Old Vic are Jeremy Irons, Pete Postlethwaite and Daniel Day-Lewis. So you never know who you might come across seeing in the show. They could go on to be an Oscar winner or more.
As, just to clarify, you're not saying that those guys are going to be in
no,
the show.
No, they're not in it. But the Daniel Day-Lewis of tomorrow. Yeah. The next Daniel Day-Lewis.
Excellent. There, look forward to it. If anyone's got a big moustache, I normally think that's a good sign if they're going to be a future Daniel Day-Lewis
figure. Oh,
really? Well, he does seem to feature heavily in a lot of his recent performances, although they're not Lincoln. He's got the beard in that. Yeah, exactly. Okay. We've got another classic also lined up, but this time in terms of music this weekend. So there's going to be a performance of Handel's Messiah at the Sheldonian Theatre on the Saturday the 2nd. And this is a gala performance by and for the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, which is a great name, isn't it?
OAE.
OAE, yeah.
The acronym.
Yeah. But they're in a new association with the Oxford University Music Facility, so we can expect, presumably, quite a lot more along these lines. But they are a London-based group, and they've been playing with the parameters of classical music, so they say, for the last 20 years. I'm not quite sure what that means, but in this case it means Handel's Messiah.
Yes.
So they are going to be in the Sheldonian on Saturday. Anything else?
Well, to finish off your weekend, mm-hmm. On Sunday... if you're in need of some raucous folk dancing, then you can head to the back room of the Bullingdon on Cowley Road for the Red Cayley. So it's a Scratchman Cayley which provides tunes.
Yeah.
There's an experienced caller who will tell you what the moves are.
Yes.
The bar provides the drinks, and then the rest is up to you.
It sounds like a complete experience in one bar.
It's really great. So mixed ability. If you've never done a Cayley, don't worry.
Yeah.
If you're a Cayley pro, then that's great. Mm-hmm. I know that advanced ticket sales have already sold out, so it's good to turn up nice and early. Doors mm-hmm. open at 7:30. And also for a charitable cause, this is. So all proceeds are going to the Oxfordshire Domestic Abuse Service.
Wow, you get quite a range this weekend, don't you? You get to choose whether you want to support Helen Douglas House, the Oxfordshire Domestic Abuse Service, or Jimmy Carr.
Yeah, tax avoiders.
avoiding, not evasion. I think we should clarify that everything he did was legal and also evil.
But he's a funny man.
He is a funny guy. I don't think we can knock him too much for that. Maybe we can. I don't know. Okay, one last show is the Oxford Comedy Death Match, which is on tonight, Wednesday, and it's also on February the 1st and 2nd. This is a show called Impro Panto. So can you guess what that might be?
I can guess what that might be. so we thought Panto was over, but Panto is far from over.
Yeah, I know.
And just, if you're just missing...
just when you thought it was safe to go back in the theatre.
Yeah, no, I think it sounds very exciting. Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds really good. I personally really like improvised comedy. I think it's so...
It's really skilled.
It is skilled, and it's sort of, even if the jokes aren't always as funny as they would be in a prepared performance, it's got a kind of... joy de vivre about it, you know. It's really enthusiastic, and the fact that you get to shout out audience suggestions and then see them acted in, well, presumably this is a pantomime, on stage, is just so fun. And again, it's a comedy show. All the profits for these are going to Oxfordshire Charities, Pathway Workshop and Restore.
So many good courses this week.
I know. But anyway, if you would like, sorry, is there anything else that you have to spring upon us?
I think I've covered everything.
There we go. I think it's more than enough. You know, there's a huge range of stuff for people to do. Obviously, February is going to be the month for going out and doing stuff. Anyway, if you'd like to get more details about any of these shows, just go to our website. It's www.dailyinfo.co.uk. We have information both on these shows and on hundreds of other things happening in Oxfordshire. And we also, at the moment, have a competition running. So if you would like to win for Valentine's Day either a huge box of chocolates or a year's membership to the Ultimate Picture Palace on Cowley Road, tell us a little bit about the Ultimate Picture Palace.
It is a fantastic independent mm-hmm. cinema that has a programme of kind of your blockbusters, your art house, special late night screenings. It's got something for everyone.
Brilliant. There we go. And the chocolates in this case come from Coco Noir in Headington, which is, without question, my single favourite chocolate shop. Possibly my single favourite shop in Oxford. And they are they do the most incredible imported Belgian chocolates. But anyway, if you would like to win these fabulous prizes, all you have to do is compose a poem about your favourite romantic film. A tiny bar to clear. But yeah, just go on to dailyinfo.co.uk, submit your poem. You can see entrance there. We've got some haikus based on Titanic. We've got a limerick based on Love Actually, I think it is. We've got, you know, we've got a big selection of interesting things that you can read already, or enter your own. So there we go. I've been Alan Collinson.
I've been Anais Higgins.
And you've been listening to Oxcast. Thanks very much.